We're expecting Donald Trump to actually sign the new tax bill into law before Christmas. And as we've been talking about this, Brian, you and I both have had questions about what this means to the average person, to folks with children, to families and business owners. So we've got Marquita Miller here with Five Star Tax to break down what this new tax bill actually means to the common man.
Good morning, Marquita.
Good morning. Good morning. So this tax bill, let's jump right in. One of the things is the standard deduction has essentially been doubled for some filers. If you're single, in the previous you've been able to claim $6,350. Well, as your standard deduction, now that's going to be $12,000 standard deduction for single filers.
That's me.
And for married filing joint, the standard deduction was $12,700. Now it goes to $24,000.
Wow.
But what doesn't get spoke to is the people who file head of household. They're not married or they're legally separated the last 6 months of the year. Their status would have been head of household. Or an even widow. What happens to their standard deduction is what the bill doesn't speak to at this point. It'll remain probably the same. So there's going to be a great benefit for singles, married filing joint filers when it comes to that standard deduction.
What does this do for people with children?
So the personal exemption is gone, which is unheard of. Previous years, you could get $4,050 personal exemption for yourself, if you were married, your spouse, and then each of your dependents. So if you had five kids, that's $4,050 for each person. That is gone no longer.
Wow.
So for some families, that eliminates a deduction that could have been $10,000, $12,000 for them because that personal exemption is gone. But on the flip side, there's another deduction that's been added that if you have non-dependent, meaning that are living with you, someone 17 and over. I have two kids that are in college, but they're over 17. You can get a $500 exemption. Or your parents live with you, or someone that's over 17 and you take care of them and you're responsible for them, you'll get a $500 exemption, but that personal exemption is gone. That's going to be a big impact for, let's say again, someone who's head of household with multiple children. That deduction was essential for them.
Does that stop with parents, or can it go to uncles, aunties, cousins, any of that?
Yeah, so let's say you have an aunt and your nieces and nephew live with you. Well, therefore, you would be entitled to a smaller deduction, not the $4,000 deduction,
but the
$500 deduction. Yes.
Wow. Now, what about sales and income tax? There's something that happened there too, right?
Absolutely. So, for example, some states, but Missouri, we have it, where we've been able to deduct our state and local income tax that we paid. So when you look at your W-2 form, you see state, local taxes withheld. That's been a deduction if you could itemize. Well, now there's going to be a cap on that of $10,000. So there's an advantage for some states that have really high state and local taxes, and people hit that cap, they're not going to have as much of a deduction. But then you have states like Texas where they don't pay that anyway.
Right.
So it's not going to be an impact. But because that standard deduction was increased, there's a lot of people that won't reach that cap anyway because the standard deduction will be better for them to take than the state and local taxes. Most of the time, when you hit the state and local, if you're in Missouri, you may have made a new car purchase, you know, where you had to pay the sales tax, something that caused your state and local taxes to really pop up there. But $10,000 will be the cap on that.
We're talking to Marquita Miller with Five Star Tax, and we understand that this is a good time for folks who may want to get into entrepreneurship.
Absolutely, because there are great incentives for pass-through entities, meaning LLCs that are taxable as an S-Corp, a partnership, or S-Corps or partnerships. That pass-through income, if you've made a profit of, let's just say, $300,000, your tax bill, your tax rate may have been XYZ. Well, now, for the first time ever, tax rates are going to be lower on the pass-through income. Mm. So it's going to be really important for people who are in business, if they're sole proprietors and they make pretty healthy profits, for them to look at, will it be beneficial for them to go to one of the other entities? There are some flips on that and some caveats that you will have to, do payroll. There's some rules you have to comply with to qualify for those entities. But overall, you could have some significant tax breaks. I was meeting with the tax client just last night, and his bill difference when we forecasted was a difference of $26,000. Mm. So he's making that switch come effective January 1st, 2018. So he'll be in position for that. So there are some differences, and it's great time. Entrepreneurship, it's always a great time for entrepreneurship because the income that you can build, but then also because of the tax incentive, that structure can be very popular right now and beneficial.
Wow.
Now, there's another new thing. For people who've paid alimony, gotten divorced, you got to pay alimony, you were able to, child support was never deductible. And it was never taxable to the person who received it. But alimony was taxable to the person who received it. No longer. So if those people who've been receiving alimony will not be taxable as income during that 2018 tax season.
Wow. Marquita Miller with all the answers. Thank you for breaking this down. If folks want to consult you for your services, how can they get in touch?
They can reach me at Five Star Tax and Business Solutions, which is 816-444-0004. That's 816-444-0004. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you, Marquita.